Now, with winter pretty much in the rearview mirror, you might be tempted to visit a park or natural area in the state. Lots of people had that idea last year, driven in part by the pandemic. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources said 20.6 million people headed to state park system properties, up 3 million from the previous year. But with all those visitors, many of them new, come some opportunities for problems. Some are a little small, like not following proper trail etiquette, or seemingly small. Others more serious, like leaving trash behind. So the DNR is offering three words of encouragement to make natural areas enjoyable for everyone. Leave no trace. Missy Van Landit is the Recreation Partnership Section Chief with the Wisconsin State Parks System. Missy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Are you expecting another big year for state park attendance?
You know, we are. We're preparing for at least what we saw last year. And right now we're actually trending even more than that. The first few months of 2021 have shown about a 25% increase over 2019. So even bigger than last year, but we're getting prepared.
And last year we had some COVID restrictions related to the parks. Any COVID-related policies that people need to know about this year?
Yeah, you know, a lot of it is pretty similar to last year. Most of our facilities are still closed with the exception of restrooms, especially in the campgrounds. But all of our restrooms will be open for this year. Our nature centers, office buildings, things like that are still closed. A couple good things, though, we are opening up our standalone concession facilities to 50% occupancy. So our concessions will virtually be back to normal. We are also opening up our towers and playgrounds as of April 30th, and we're increasing our capacity for open air shelters, outdoor group camps, and amphitheaters from 50 to 100. So we're continuing on the spectrum, and you know, we're always evaluating our operations and continuing to open things up as we can safely do so.
And before we get into the rules of the road, could you make the case for people getting out into nature, whether it's the state park or a local space in their community?
You know, everybody seems to be loving the outdoors lately, which is great for us. And, you know, it really can fulfill that mental, social, you know, physical wellness aspects and even the emotional wellness piece. You know, getting outside can be healing for so many. And we're just glad that there's so much public land in Wisconsin for people to enjoy.
Now, you're glad, as you say, people are checking out state parks. But, you know, a lot of people, 20 million visits, it could take a toll on landscape, ecosystems, fellow visitors. Can you talk about the sort of things that you worry about if parks are overused and not used, I guess, with wise stewardship?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, especially some of the things that we saw last year, which get to some of those, you know, leave no trace principles. But, you know, a big one is people staying where there are designated areas. So that means parking in designated parking areas and camping in designated camping areas and staying on the trails. That is a really big thing that we see right now, especially with spring and the mud. So many people are out and about and they maybe don't want to get their shoes dirty. So they go around the mud. And actually that causes more damage, not only to habitat and plants, but it can also widen the trail. It can make it unstable and essentially could cause more repair and need, you know, more repair and damages down the road. So a big thing is just going where you're allowed to go and not going where you're not allowed to go.
And yeah, I think sometimes people might be tempted to think, oh, if just I do it, just one person does it, it goes off the trail, it's not a big deal. But it can be a little deal and it can really add up fast, I imagine.
Exactly. Because then, you know, other folks start to see, well, they did it, it must be okay, so I can do it. And we certainly saw that last year. And that's a lot of the reason why we ended up using different tools to manage our capacity, including capacity closures, which we're still expecting to use throughout, you know, periodically throughout the year this year, primarily in an effort not only for people to have the opportunity to safely social distance, but also realizing that, especially in the summer, those popular areas like beaches and trails, people are more drawn to those. And so we've reduced our capacity, again, to give people more of an opportunity to spread out on the landscape.
Talking to Missy Van Landit with the Wisconsin State Park System, looking at the joys of using our state parks and how to use them in ways that make them great places for years to come. Tell us a little, Missy, about the leave no trace concept.
Yeah, you know, there's seven general principles that people follow, you know, and I think they all apply to all of us, which is nice. And if you haven't heard of Leave No Trace, you maybe the hashtag recreate responsibly is going around now, or responsible recreation. And it's basically the same thing. And you know, the first one is really just planning ahead. Know where you're going, know what you're doing. Be prepared for your visit. And, you know, that even goes for this time of year as we start to think about tick awareness and Lyme disease awareness. So just planning for your visit. The other one is what we just talked about, you know, going where you're supposed to go and not going where you're not supposed to go. A big one that we actually had a huge problem with last year was disposing of waste. So packing it in and packing it out, and you know, utilizing, and this it should go without saying, but utilizing the facilities that are available to you as humans. So making sure that you're utilizing those vault toilets and the toilet facilities when you need to, rather than other places. So that was actually a really big problem last year. And so many people not packing in and packing out like their granola bar wrappers and water bottles and things like that. So, you know, disposing of your waste properly, and leaving what you find where you find it. Moving sticks and branches, you know, building structures, moving rocks, things like that is actually can be damaging to the environment and can damage valuable habitats. So leaving what you find where you find it is huge. And now with, you know, with it being fire season, there's a lot of burn bans everywhere. So minimizing the impacts of your campfire and being aware of burn bans in your area, and only having fires where it's permitted. We've had hundreds of wildfires across the state already this year. So, you know, that is really heightened awareness, especially in the dry spring that we've had.
Missy, one topic that came up for me and my wife actually just last weekend had to do with trail etiquette. Who has the right of way when you're going? I was at Devil's Lake. We left the right of way to the lake flies by the lake, went over to the Ice Age Trail, and you know who gives way to the other one? This being Wisconsin, the biggest risk is everybody's going to stand there and wait for the other person to go, and you'll be there all day. What is the right way to handle that?
You know, most of the time, what you should do is you know, be courteous, yield to others. If you're on going on the downhill side of the trail, you should be the one to yield to the people coming up. So, definitely if you're, which I think I always want to do it the opposite way because I'm looking for a rest, right? So you're just like, oh, I want to wait. And, you know, that's fine. I'll pull over to the side here and let people come down. But it's actually the other way around. So if you're heading down, you yield to the people coming up. And again, that applies whether there's mud or otherwise. I think I've seen actually throughout the pandemic, a lot of people are wearing buffs or bringing their masks in their pockets. And that's a really good thing to make note of is that if you're out on a trail and you can't distance, you can pop your buff up or your mask, and go around people. And I think most people on trails have been very considerate of that as well.
Let's talk about keeping the right of way for wildlife. People want to treat animals well, and they might think that includes feeding them. I understand. No, not the best call there.
Not the best call there. And you know, this is spring is the time for baby animals as well. And I think, you know, with our big hearts out there, people really want to rescue wildlife. So, you know, the DNR actually has the Leave Wildlife Wild campaign. And so leaving those animals alone, I think many people don't realize that the mothers or parents of those babies are out hunting or have distanced themselves from their babies to not attract predators. So just let wildlife be wild and don't feed it, don't try to capture it, don't take it anywhere. If you do find one that's injured, you can call our conservation wardens or other rescue centers, but otherwise leave wildlife wild.
And Missy, something I've enjoyed since last year now is finding either places I didn't know about or, you know, out of the way places that are off the beaten path, but still on a real path, in the more famous state parks. Are there good ways to find those hidden gems that maybe not everybody knows about?
You know, absolutely. It's we have our Out We Go initiative, which is our initiative to have health and wellness in the outdoors. And if you go to the DNR webpage, dnr.wi.gov, and search Out We Go, which is OUTWIGO, we actually have coming up here in the next couple of weeks, you'll see a hidden gems graphic on there where you can find a hidden gem at every property. We're also launching in the next couple of weeks a search by activity function on that page. So you can search by whether you want to off-road bike, camp, hike, kayak, go to a beach, and you'll be able to search by activity. So check those things out. But our Out We Go page, we change seasonally and put up relevant information for helping you find those hidden gems.
One of my favorite things is finding hiking trails that are loops instead of, you know, going there and back or having to move a car or something like that. Looped trails or looped trails. Are there any good ways to find those awesome loops, Missy?
You know, each property has its own webpage on within the DNR webpage, so you can certainly find those. With the exception of our linear rail trails, which is 1,700 miles of kind of those one-way trails and the Ice Age Trail, most of our trails at properties are actually loop trails. And they encompass, you know, a big loop on the property where you can start and not have to retrace your steps. So all of that detailed trail information is on each of those property pages.
Well, Missy, I think we'll leave it there. I hope you can come back and share some hidden gems with us when those new resources are out, and enjoy the weekend.
You too. Thank you so much.
Missy Van Landit is the Recreation Partnerships Section Chief with the Wisconsin State Parks System. We talked to her today about how to enjoy Wisconsin State Parks while minimizing the human impact on a natural place. You can let us know your favorite hidden gems at Wisconsin State Parks or other local parks in your area. Email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. Or tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.